In this lesson, you get to understand and develop your skills with the six communication commandments. This is the nerve center of every form of communication you have, from making keynote speeches and networking to emailing and chatting with someone at a party even. If you can also do this when talking in your sleep, then that's obviously an incredibly great skill. Now, when you apply some or all of these communication commandments every time you communicate until it becomes natural to you, it has a huge effect on how you express yourself to others, how they relate to you, and the impact you have on their lives and yours. The problem is that too much communication, verbal and printed, especially in business, is bland, banal, and baffling, instead of being beguilingly brilliant. One of the great curses of the corporate communication culture is a brand diminishing lack of colour. Far too many presentations and even presenters are colourless. And it's so unnecessary too. Even if you have a conservative business or work in conservative markets, you can still be colourful without having to betray your brand. And yet so many businesses are afraid of being colourful in the way they communicate on so many levels. That's why a lot of external and internal presentations, pitches and interactions are dismal and undynamic and fall flat. They not only fail to achieve their aim, but sometimes undermine that aim, damage their brand and even the person or the people presenting. Every 2 days now, we create as much information as we did from the dawn of civilization up until 2003. And that's according to the former Google executive chairman, Eric Schmidt. Therefore, whatever you communicate has to be engaging, otherwise it melts into the mix of the conservative, the common, and the colourless. So, what are the six communication commandments? 1. Colour. 2. Conviction. 3. Coherence. 4. Conciseness. 5. Clarity. And 6. Comedy. Colour. This is about using fascinating facts and compelling and concise case studies, as well as funny stories with intriguing details, good illustrations, anecdotes, appropriate jokes, both to you and your audience, by the way, and depending on the situation, some but not too many good audiovisual material and or slides. We love listening to stories because as children they help shape our imagination, and from this we continue to learn so much. Facts and figures can help establish some sort of picture, but without colour, they're just a skeleton. Stories and other bits of colourful information add the flesh and blood to the body of any communication. Conviction. This is about speaking with authenticity, performance, drama, passion, enthusiasm, self-belief, sincerity, good body language and eye contact, and obviously a strong understanding of the subject. It's about being truly and powerfully present whenever you're communicating, even in a written form, as this dictates how you come across. And by the way, this isn't just for those who are extroverts. For the most part, we live in an extrovert's world, I grant you, but people of a more introverted disposition can be just as impactful without necessarily using the fireworks that extroverts can sometimes resort to. Interestingly, 40% of Fortune 500 company CEOs in the USA are introverts. Now, you can still communicate with conviction without being theatrical. Quiet and focused sincerity can be just as powerful because of its authenticity. Communicate as if you mean it, as if you really care about it, as if people would be foolish not to listen to what you have to say because it's so interesting, so inclusive, and even so inspiring. But do not say you're passionate about what you do or your business or both, as this is the equivalent of telling someone you like the look of that you're sexy. They'll be able to work it out for themselves. I at least hope so. Without you prompting them. And in my experience, anyone who's declared in a presentation or conversation that they're passionate about what they do, and they invariably say, hello, I'm passionate about what I do, they tend to say it as if they've just discovered that someone's let their car tires down. It can often be said with joyless emphasis. Not a convincing crowd pleaser, that one. Clarity. This is about being clear on three crucial things. 1. Your audience's desired outcome or outcomes. Your desired outcome or outcomes. And therefore, what key point or no more than 3 key points are in your presentation or speech or communication. Firstly, it's not all about you. It's all about your audience primarily. But time and time again, I see and then get asked to work with business professionals and their companies who base their presentations on them and not their potential or even existing clients or their colleagues or whoever needs to hear a message or messages that are going to enlighten, engage, and even empower them. If you take this approach, particularly the one where you're focused on yourself, then it will be a personal and professional turner for your audience, and don't expect much of anything to come out of it afterwards. Of course, it's important to share what makes you, your business, and your brand interesting and of use to your audience, but only in terms of how it helps them by addressing their fears, their frustrations, and their failures. Therefore, your presentation or communication starts by focusing on them and what they want and need. And secondly, you can look at what your desired outcome is and shape your message accordingly, so it's in sync with what your audience's desired outcome is and then yours. So how does what you offer and are able to deliver help those you're speaking with achieve greater tangible and or intangible results? You just look at what's in your professional and or your business's toolbox and select the tools to help those you're communicating with, along with the evidence, like the fascinating facts and concise case studies and any relevant stories that add any special tasty sauce to what you're conveying. Then thirdly, you can look at what your key takeaway messages are from your presentation or communication in whatever form. And you don't want to give them more than three main points. Any more than that, and there's an increased risk that your audience won't remember enough of what you're trying to convey. Sometimes you only need to take one key learning come takeaway point when you say and or write something. And generally, having a well-structured form of both verbal and written communication which focuses on both your and your audience's outcomes, blended with simplicity, will help you get your message across clearly. What is the point of what you're saying? And how can you make that clear, whatever color and other communication commandments you employ? That's what you have to ask yourself. Coherence. This is about using eloquence, a vocal variety in the pitch, the tone, and volume, as well as great enunciation. Now, most English people only have about four notes in their speaking range. The Italians must have at least 10, so vary your vocal range, but not in a way that makes you sound deranged because you're trying too hard to vary your normal way of speaking, where you go up and down like this to try and add the vocal variety because you'll come across as slightly insane, and they'll call security. Conciseness. This is about cutting out waffle and speaking succinctly. When writing, short sentences are often better than long ones. They can also add more bite to what you're communicating. So, for instance, say you've got a presentation to make to a potential client, and imagine that you're one of several individuals or teams making a presentation to them, and say that the people before you have gone over their allocated time slot. Then, even if you take the right amount of time, then it will mean that your potential clients are running late. And this can and probably will frustrate some or all of them. And this is not good for you. So the way you stand out in your favor is that you let your audience know their event or day or whatever is overrunning, and that to help them make up that time, you can say what you've got to say in less than the time needed to make sure that by the end of your presentation, you can be finished ahead of time, their time. This shows awareness of them, it shows confidence in what you've got to say and how you present it, and will show that you can deal with challenges as they turn up, make you stand out from the others you're competing or communicating with, especially those who spoke for too long. Comedy. Good and pertinent use of humour, if appropriate and applicable, can be a game changer, as well as a crowd pleaser. But, and it's a noticeable but, we all have different styles of being light-hearted. Some are great at the set-piece jokes, others are great raconteurs, while some are able to make off-the-cuff quips because that's how their brains work, and others like to use funny videos, images, and the such like to add some levity and laughter to when they're communicating. A five-point test for your humour, especially when dealing with business people and business situations, is this. Why do I really think it's funny? Who can I try it out on to test, if I'm not sure? Will my joke or story or video or image or what have you offend anyone? Will the audience or a decent-sized chunk of it understand and like it? Can I say it confidently and comfortably? One technique you can use is the rule of three. Now, people remember things in threes, and anything said in three parts can have a nice rhythm to it. For a joke, it's about the setup and the contrasting and even unexpected end part of the three. So you can follow the normal plus unexpected model. So here's an example. You know when you and your boss aren't getting along that well? You're not talking to each other? You're not being invited to meetings? They're having you deported? Now this requires thought and practice and the confidence to deliver it with the right tone of voice, the right facial expressions, the right gestures, and of course the right timing. But it gives you some idea. Watch, listen to, and read people you admire who you find funny. Observe their style, their pacing and phrasing, and their energy too, certainly if you're listening to or watching them. Okay, please pause this program for now and do the relevant accompanying exercise that comes with a worksheet for this lesson. This is important because this exercise is going to help you embed what you're learning here psychologically so you become much more effective practically. In other words, how you now apply these skills to become more successful in the real world. And when you've completed this exercise, then please continue enjoying the lesson. Thank you. These six communication commandments are a very powerful weapon in your everyday personal impact armory, but too many people don't apply enough of them. But as you're now an exception to that rule, you'll be much more impactful. So what have you learned in this lesson? You've learned one of the central tenets of the sort of communication that will give you confidence in you and, as a result, is much more likely to give your audience more confidence in you. You've discovered how you need to speak with conviction, always add color, how to properly get the clarity you need to have the impact you want, how you use your voice and become more coherent in what you say, and how you say it, when and how to use conciseness, and when applicable, using the right form of comedy to entertain as well as enlighten and therefore further engage your audience. Now, coming up in the next lesson, you discover more about cunning linguistics, the subconscious spoken and written language techniques that influence others. So, onwards.